Tonight, my topic is faithful stewardship maximizing our God's given talents, which is taken from Matthew 24, verse 14 to 30. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we gather to reflect on a powerful parable shared by our Lord Jesus Christ, a parable that speaks directly to our responsibilities as faithful stewards. In Matthew 25, verse 14 to 30, we find the parable of talents, where Jesus imparts essential wisdom about utilizing the gifts and resources God has entrusted to us. Let us explore this parable together and discover the timeless truth it holds for us tonight. But the master trust. In Matthew 25, verse 14 to 15, Jesus shares the parable of talents, offering us profound insights into the nature of the master's trust. In this parable, a wealthy master prepared to go on a journey and entrust his possessions to his servants. The master demonstrates discernment by distributing the talents according to their ability of each servant. This act of entrusting highlights several important aspects of the master trust. The master trust is intentional and purposeful. Just as the master deliberately called his servant and entrusted them with his property, our Heavenly Father intentionally entrusts us with various talents, resources, and responsibility. He knows us intimately, understand our unique abilities and potential. God does not give his gift to us randomly. Rather, he does so with a divine plan in mind. It is also based on his knowledge of our ability. Each servant receives talents according to his ability. The master recognized the capabilities and capacity of each servant, tailoring the distribution of talents accordingly. Similarly, God, who knows us intimately, equipped us with specific gifts and talents that align with our ability. He understands our strengths, weaknesses, and potential for growth. His task is not arbitrary, but rooted in perfect wisdom and knowledge of who we are. Understanding the profound nature of master trust, we are called to respond with gratitude, humility, and a sense of purpose. We must recognize that our talents are not merely for personal gain or self-glorification, but they are gifts from God to be utilized for his purposes. Let us embrace the task bestowed upon us, seeking to faithfully steward our talents and invest them for God's kingdom. My second point is active stewardship and diligence, effective cares and hard work. In the following two verses, we see the servant active stewardship and diligence in the parable of the talents. These verses illuminate key principles that will guide our own journey as faithful stewards to God's blessings. Firstly, the servant who received the talents immediately set out to work. They did not waste time and squander the opportunity given to them. Their response reflects the essence of active stewardship, a mindset that recognizes the urgency and importance of utilizing our God's given resources for his purposes. Secondly, the servants invested in the talent entrusted to them. They recognized that their responsibility extended beyond mere preservation. They were called to increase what they had been given. They understood that God desired us to maximize the potential of our talents, not only for our own benefit, but also for the expansion of his kingdom. Furthermore, the parable emphasized the result of servants' active stewardship. We read the servant who received 5 talents doubled his portions, and the one who received 2 talents did the same. Their diligent efforts and wise investment yield fruitful outcomes. This illustrates the principle of that active stewardship and diligence lead to increased blessings, both in terms of spiritual growth and tangible impacts in God's kingdom. We are called to be active stewards and diligent in our service to God. We must invest our time, talents, and resources wisely, seeking opportunity to grow and multiply them for his glory. It is through active stewardship and we align ourselves with God's purposes, participate in his redemptive work, and experience the blessings and joy of fulfilling our role as faithful servants. My third point is the master return and accountability. In verses 19 to 23, these verses highlight the important truth about the master assessment of our stewardship and the reward that awaits those who faithfully use their talent for his purpose. When the master returned, he called his servants to give an account of how they have managed the talent entrusted to them. This signifies a movement of recognizing where the servant's faithfulness and diligence are evaluated. It emphasized the principle that our stewardship is not conducted in isolation or without ultimate responsibility. We are accountable to the master for how we have utilized the sources, abilities, and opportunities he has given us. The master entrusts the faithful servants with even greater responsibilities. Their faithfulness in managing a few things lead to an expansion of their role and authority. This highlights the principle that our present faithfulness in stewardship has a direct impact on the level of trust and opportunity God grants us in the future. Through this parable, we learn that our stewardship is not a trivial matter. God takes our faithfulness seriously, and we will be held accountable for how we have used the talents he has entrusted to us. He desires to see us actively engaging with our sources and investing them for his purposes. My fourth point is the consequence of negligence. Finally, in verse 24 to 30, these verses provide sobering reminder of the dangers of failing in utilizing our God-given resources and the gravity of neglecting our responsibilities as faithful stewards. In the parable, the servant who received 1 talent buried in the ground out of fears and the sense of self-preservation. When the master returned and discovered this negligence, the servant attempted to justify his actions, portraying the master as harsh and demanding. However, the master rebukes him, calling him a wicked, scornful servant. This servant faced the consequence of, in actions, losing both the talent he was given and opportunity for greater rewards. This parable teaches us important lesson about the consequences of negligence in stewardship. First, it highlights the truth that neglecting our God-given talents and resources is a serious offense. God has entrusted us with these gifts for a purpose, and when we fail to invest them in his kingdom, we are squandering the opportunity he has provided us. Secondly, the consequences of negligence include lost and missed opportunities. The servant who barreled his talent not only lost what he has been given, but also forfeited the chance to experience the master's joy and reward that would have come to faithful stewardship. Negligence often arises when we allow fear, doubt, and a misunderstanding of God's nature to paralyze us. It prevents us from stepping out in faith and utilizing our talents for his purpose. May we heed warning of this parable and actively guard against negligence in our stewardship. Let us cultivate heart of faith, trust in God's provisions, and step out in obedience to utilize our talents and resources for his purposes. By doing so, we can avoid the consequence of negligence and instead experience the joy of faithful stewardship, bearing fruit that will have eternal impact. The lesson for our lives today, recognizing the unique gifts and ability God has entrusted to us. Use our talents wisely and diligently, investing them for God's kingdom. Overcome fears and take risks, trusting in God's provision and guidance. Embrace accountability, knowing that we will give an account to our master. Neglecting and squandering our talents will lead to spiritual consequences. As the follower of Christ, we are called to be faithful stewards of all God has entrusted us. Our times, talents, resources, and opportunity. The parable of talents reminds us that our faithfulness in utilizing this blessing determines our eternal reward. May we be found faithful, diligently multiply our God's given talents for his glory. Let us embrace the joy of serving our master, entering into his eternal joy and hearing the words, "Well done, good and faithful servants." Remember the words of our Lord Jesus, "For everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." May we be faithful stewards and use our talents to advance God's kingdom, shining the light of Christ in all we do. May God bless my short meditation. Amen. Let me hand over our time to Pastor Quek.